Thank you for joining us. Actually, it's a few days later, and I'm adding this introduction because the prophecy that came was so powerful, and it just literally just exploded out of Brother Freedom. I wasn't even prepared when the prophecy came. He and I were just sitting there in the living room and waiting on the Lord and not knowing exactly what direction to go. We weren't even talking about anything spiritual at that moment, when suddenly the Holy Ghost began to pour a prayer in tongues out of Brother Freedom's lips. And I knew immediately that I needed to get to the recorder and get it started. And no sooner had I hit the record switch than English began to pour out as a prophetic word came. Very powerful, but short and stirring word. And I apologize that I was not able to put an introduction on at that time, but that's the way the Lord works, because He's in control. And Brother Freedom is not in control of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost controls him. And when things happen, they happen because the Holy Ghost wants it to happen at that time. So we just go with the Holy Ghost because He never makes a mistake. I think it's very important that you understand that when Brother Freedom came into my living room on that day, he was very heavy, and that word was in literally in his bones, and he felt the heavy weight of it. And he told me immediately after the word was delivered that he felt tremendously improved, and his whole body was weighed down by the word, the power of that word which was within him. And it had to come out for him to be delivered from that terrible weight. And this is indeed a powerful word. And if I were you, I would listen to it two or three times. And I hope you take it very, very seriously, because it is what God is saying. I hope you listen to what God's saying and stop listening to what men are saying. God bless you.
For I, the Lord thy God, is coming back soon. The world, my people, do not see this, but I say, nevertheless, I'm coming back. It's a time of chaos. It's a time of troubles. It's a time of heavy discouragements, plagues of difficulties, problems upon problems. Unreal events are going to take place. Before this nation, there will be no money. There will be no houses. There'll be no jobs. I say great difficulties is going to overtake this land. And I say my people need to be watchful. Cannot you feel it, my people? I say there's a sickness in this world of a wrong spirit that's occupying. And he's not satisfied until he has full power. But I say his term is for a short season. In that time, I say, problems are going to arise. Sadness is going to happen. I say there will be many will take their own lives to seek something they don't can't understand. They'll even take their life. And I say, many will think they have the answer. And I say, man don't have the answer. But I say, beyond that, I say the weather and the problems just live. This land is going to be without remedy. No one's going to have the answer. But I say that day is coming. My people need to be prepared, because their exit is going to be very short soon. And I say those that make that exit are going to be, oh, they're going to feel the glory. But I say to the behalf of those who miss that, a day of anguish, a day of troubles. Many will say they can't understand how they can miss such a time. But I say when you miss that day, you miss it all, says the Spirit of God. Well, many will understand and see that day coming. And they say, I wish I chose to do different. But there will be no changing. There will be no changes made at that time. You'll live in what you have. And you'll live in that to the time you leave this place. And I say there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be struggles. There'll be times of troubles. Man has never seen the troubles they're going to face. Perplexing times. days of Job's troubles, I said there'll be disease, there'll be murders, there'll be wickedness upon this land. And I say my people need to be prepared to leave, because I say that day is coming soon. My people, cannot you feel it? If you can't feel it, there's something wrong with where you stand with me, because surely it's time's coming. My people now must need to be prepared this night that thou are going to live not in this world no longer, but you're going to live with me forever. It's going to be a wonderful day in that place. It's going to be a terrible place here upon this world. This world's going to pass away and the lust thereof. But he who doeth the will of my will shall abide with me forever. Look up, those who love me. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Knock, and I'll let you in. Be prepared, because I say that day is coming as a thief. Be prepared, because I say it's going to take this world. And I say the world cannot escape it. It's coming. And I say things are going to take place that men and people have never felt. It is coming. Be prepared, my people. Be prepared, for I say that coming is soon, says the Spirit of God.